前两个星期我跟你们讲我会讲天堂。
Two weeks ago I mentioned that I'm going to be preaching about heaven.
今天是天堂的第一天信息。
And today is the first message concerning heaven.
所以我在下面三到四个月的时间我会讲天堂。
So in the next 3 to 4 months I'm going to be preaching about heaven.
我今天的题目是天堂真还是假。
And today's title is Heaven, Real or Unreal?
在我们还没有在我还没有开始之前，让我们来 看一段经文。
And before we get started, let's turn to a passage.
启示录21第一节到第四节。
Revelation 21 verses 1 to 4.
请弟兄姐妹朋友们把圣经打开到启示录21第一节到第四节。
Please turn your Bible to Revelation 21 verses 1 to 4.
可能有一些新来的朋友没有圣经的话，请你们帮忙一下。
If some of our new friends don't have a Bible, please help them.
启示录21第一节，我们一起来看圣经。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天降临，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation 21 verses 1 to 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them.They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
相信天堂的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you believe in heaven.
想要去天堂的请举手。
Those who want to go to heaven, please raise your hand.
那些不举手的不要去。
You don't raise your hand if you don't want to go.
我从小就很少听到天堂这个名词，直到我认识这个接触到这个圣经之后。
I have heard very little about heaven.Growing up until the time that I was in contact with the Bible.
地狱我倒听过不少。
And,
地狱我倒听过不少。
But I've heard a lot about hell.
因为我是生活或者生长在一个这个民间信仰的社会里面。
Because I lived in a society with folk religion.
我们这些信仰都讲到一个人死去之后会到阴间去。
And these beliefs talked about that there is an afterlife after you die.
如果今生你做了很多坏事的话，
But if you've done many bad things in this life,
那么你会被打到这个十八层地狱去。
Then you will end up in the depths of hell.
而不同的人对天堂的观念和看法有所不同。
And different people have different views of heaven.
澳洲的原住民他们 就想象到天堂好像在一个西方很遥远的一个地方。
Then the Aborigines who lived in Australia think that heaven is a place that's far away in the west.
那么早期的那些芬兰人，他们认为天堂是在一个东方的岛屿。
And the early Finns believed that heaven was an island to the east.
这墨西哥人还有秘鲁人，他们认为人死后到太阳或者到月亮去。
And some Mexicans and Peruvians, they believe that after man dies, then they go to the sun or the moon.
而印第安人认为，当他们离开这个世界的时候，他们的灵魂会去努力这个水牛。
And the American Indians believe that after they die, that their spirit would go to the buffalo.
放在这个埃及的金字塔那些以药料防腐的身体。
And in the embalmed bodies that were placed in the Egyptian pyramids.
经常都有那些地图指明他们以后所要到的地方。
Oftentimes are buried with maps so that to the places that they're supposed to be going after death.
考古学有很多证据证明这些民族或者文化都有神给他们那种永恒的观念。
And archaeologists have discovered that many cultures have this concept of afterlife.
我们相信除了这个世界以外，
And besides believing in the current world,
还有另外的一个世界，
that there is another world.
同样的，基督徒也相信有天堂。
Likewise, Christians believe that there is heaven.
相信有天堂跟对天堂的认识是两回的事情。
However, believing that there's heaven and understanding of heaven are two different things.
相信有天堂不代表我们对天堂有认识。
Just because you believe there's a heaven doesn't mean that you know what heaven's like.
有一阵子我对天堂这个认识也不深。
For a while, I didn't have a very deep understanding of heaven.
以为天堂是一个一天到晚那边在那边唱诗歌的地方。
I thought that heaven is just a place where you would sing songs all day long.
就好像面对这个诗班，一天到晚在那边唱诗歌、听诗歌。
Just like listening to the choir all day long.
想到都感觉到很闷。
I thought it was like rather stuffy.
Stuffy, boring. Sometimes can be stuffy too. Get too boring. 天堂是不是一个很闷的地方？
Is heaven a boring place?
是不是一个很无聊的一个地方？
Is it a boring place?
旧约圣经里面的圣经伟人。
The spiritual greats in the Old Testament.
比如说以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕，还有摩西等等这些信心伟人。
Such as Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, all these people of faith.
还有初期教会的一些基督徒，他们对天堂的认识非常深。
And also the Christians in the early church, they had a very deep understanding of heaven.
他们知道天堂是一个什么样的地方。
They know what kind of place heaven is.
他们圣经讲，他们正在等待而且向往这个天堂。
And that they're awaiting and moving towards heaven.
那么耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章第一节到第三节这么说。
And Jesus stated in John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3.
你们信你不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
In my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you.
就可以再来接你们到我那里去。
I will come back and take you to be with me.
我在那里叫你们也在那里。
That you also may be where I am.
请注意这几节经文提到三个名词。
Please note that there are three terms used in this passage.
就是父的家、住处还有地方。
As it is father's house, rooms, and a place.
父的家、住处还有这个地方都是有形体的东西。
My father's house, rooms, and a place are very concrete things.
那么这段经文形容到神为我们所预备的地方是一个有形体的地方。
And here it describes that the place that God is preparing for us is a concrete place.
在以后的三到四个月的时间，我将会跟你们分享，到底天堂是一个什么样的地方。
In the next 3 to 4 months, I will share with you what kind of place heaven is.
每一个人一生中都要面对一个问题。
Every person in their life must face one question.
就是死亡。
And that problem is death.
无论我们喜欢不喜欢，这一天都会到来。
Whether we like it or not, that day is going to come to us.
世界上每一秒钟有三个人死去。
Every second there are three people who die.
每分钟如果我们会算的话，有180个人死去。
And if we compute that, every minute is 180 people.
每个小时有11万个人。
Every hour, 11,000 people die.
如果圣经对这个来生讲的是对的话。
And if the Bible's view of afterlife is true.
那么每一天将会有25万人不是去地狱或就是天堂。
Then every day, 250,000 people will either be heading towards heaven or heading towards hell.
那么有一次我到医院去跟一个患了癌症的病人传福音。
One time I tried to share the gospel with a person in the hospital who had cancer.
他都知道，我也知道他的生命不久就要结束了。
He and I both knew that his life was short.
那么我把这个福音传给他。
And I shared the gospel with him.
他也明白这个福音的内容。
And he understood the content of the gospel.
那么后来他就问我一个问题。
Then he asked me a question.
他说如果我相信耶稣的话。
He said, if I believe in Jesus.
我真的可以到天堂去吗？
Would I really be in heaven?
这个问题深深地印在我的心里面。
And this question had a deep impact on my heart.
我们经常都很少想到天堂，是不是？
We rarely think about heaven.
如果不讲天堂，你们都不知道。
If I don't preach on it, then you're not thinking about it.
但是很奇怪，当一个人他的生命要结束的时候
，But the strange thing is that as a person moves towards the end of his life,
然后突然间他就会想到我所要到的地方是怎么样的地方。
Then suddenly you begin to think, what is the place like that I am going to?
但是很可惜的，很多人包括基督徒对死亡没有做好。
Unfortunately, many people and oftentimes Christians have not prepared themselves for death.
而且对天堂的认识一知半解。
And they have very shallow understanding of heaven.
但是那些有做好准备的基督徒。
But those Christians who are prepared.
都会尽量的去了解，去知道这个天堂到底是一个什么地方。
They desire to understand and to know what heaven is like.
你跟我对天堂的认识有多深？
How deep is yours and my understanding of heaven?
对天堂的无知其实有它的原因。
There is actually reasons behind our ignorance towards heaven.
原因就是很少人谈到天堂。
The reason is that few people talk about heaven.
16世纪伟大的神学家 John Calvin 就是约翰加尔文他留下了很多很好的神学思想。
The 16th century theologian John Calvin left behind a whole host of theological writings.
但是很少谈到这个关于天堂的事情。
But he discussed very little concerning heaven.
今天一般的神学院都很基本上没有教天堂这个神学。
And most seminaries today do not talk about the study of heaven.
很多基督徒可能去了教会很久。
And many Christians perhaps they have gone to church for a long time.
没有听过牧师讲关于天堂的信息。
But they have never heard a message from the pastor concerning heaven.
而听过的话可能是皮毛罢了。
And even if they have, it's a very surface understanding.
为什么一般的基督徒对天堂的认识不深？
Why are most Christians not have a good grasp of heaven?
我想有它的原因。
I believe there's good reason.
我想就是魔鬼的作为。
I think this is an act of Satan.
因为魔鬼不想人到天堂去。
Because Satan does not want people to go to heaven.
他更不想人知道这个地方。
And worse yet, he does not want people to know about this place.
因为魔鬼的目的就是要人去地狱。
Because his purpose is to lead people to hell.
你请看启示录第十三章第六节。
And if you look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 6.
这里讲到兽就开口向神亵渎的话。
And here it says, he opened his mouth to blaspheme God.
亵渎神的名。
And to slander his name.
并他的帐幕。
And his dwelling place.
以及那些住在天上的。
And those who live in heaven.
这个兽就是魔鬼。
And he here is referring to Satan.
我们看到魔鬼恨恶三样东西。
And we see that Satan hates three things.
就是神的名。
As God's name,
还有神的帐幕,
God's dwelling place,
还有那些住在天上的子民,
and those who live in heaven.
神的帐幕就是指天堂,
and God's dwelling place is referring to heaven.
魔鬼恨恶这个天堂,
Satan hates heaven.
那么以赛亚书十四章十二节十五节讲到当魔鬼被赶离这个天堂。
In Isaiah chapter 14, 12, and 15, it talks about when Satan was cast out of heaven.
那么从此以后，魔鬼就恨神。
And after that point, Satan hated God.
魔鬼也恨神的子民。
And Satan hated God's people.
那么从此他恨他被赶离的那个地方，也就是天堂。
And likewise, he hates the place where, from where he has been cast out, and that is heaven.
魔鬼撒旦务必使他们信服这个天堂的不存在。
Satan wants us to believe that the non-existence of heaven.
只要他使到我们感到这个天堂是一个不具体的地方。
If he could convince us that heaven is an abstract place.
是一个无聊的地方。
It's a boring place.
他已经达到了他的目的。
And he's accomplished his goal.
如果我们相信他的谎言的话，
If you believe his lie,
我们将会失去我们心中的喜乐。
Then we will lose the hope in our heart.
我们也失去了神赐给我们那种永恒的盼望。
And we will lose the eternal hope that God has given us.
那么我们将会思念这个世界上的事情。
Then we would set our minds on things here in this world.
而不是天上的事情。
Instead of things in heaven.
但是圣经在哥罗西书三章二节却告诉我们。
But the Bible in Colossians 3 tells us.
他说你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事情。
It says set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
我们也不会积极的去传福音。
And at that point we won't be doing our effort to spread the gospel.
我们问为什么我们要去传福音。
We ask why do we want to spread the gospel?
那么既然天堂是一个不具体的地方，而且是一个无聊的地方。
If heaven is just an abstract place and a boring place,
我们自己就不要去，还要叫别人去。
If we don't want to go there ourselves, why do we want to ask other people to go?
是不是？比如说每次你去旅游的时候。
Every time you go traveling.
如果那个地方很好玩的话，你一定会介绍人去。
If it's a fun place that you went, you'll of course tell others about it.
如果那个地方，哎呀，真是无聊，玩到不快乐，肯定不会介绍人去。
If it was the place was boring and you didn't have fun, you wouldn't recommend the place to others.
是的，魔鬼撒旦恨恶天堂。
Yes, Satan hates heaven.
他恨恶这个新天新地。
He hates new heaven and new earth.
魔鬼撒旦不能阻止耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
Satan was not able to stop Christ dying on the cross and giving us his salvation.
但他却能够使到我们觉得天堂是一个无聊的地方。
But he can cause us to think of heaven as a boring place.
那么除了这些之外，他也会使用这个自然的规律来参透我们的思想。
And besides this, he also infiltrated our thoughts with naturalism.
直到我们相信只有肉眼看到的东西才是真的。
That we believe that it's the only thing that we could see with our physical eyes that are real.
看不到的东西不是真的。
If we can't see it with our eyes, it's not real.
同样的，天堂也不这个神也不存在，因为看不到。
So by the same logic, God doesn't exist because you can't see him.
同样的，天堂也不存在，因为还没有看到。
Likewise, heaven doesn't exist because you haven't seen it yet.
但是看不到的东西不一定不存在。
But just because it's something that you can't see doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
比如说空气电流这些东西都是看不见。
For example, such as air or electricity, you can't see it.
但是我们知道电流是存在的。
But we know that electricity exists.
如果你不信的话，你用这个点线插在那个插座里面。
If you don't believe it, then take a piece of wire and stick it into the outlet.
所以有很多人讲神是不存在。
So some people, many people say God does not exist.
也有很多人以为天堂只是这些属灵的东西不存在的东西。
And also that heaven is just a spiritual thing; it doesn't exist.
所以看不到的东西未必是不存在。
So just because you can't see it doesn't mean it does not exist.
那么到底天堂是否存在？
So does heaven really exist?
那么天堂又是怎么样的一个地方？
And also what kind of place is heaven?
圣经有很多地方谈到关于天堂的事情。
The Bible talks about heaven in many places.
那么形容到天堂是一个花园。
It describes heaven as a garden.
形容天堂是一个城邑。
Describes it as a city.
形容到天堂是一个国度。
And describe it as a kingdom.
那么刚才我们在圣经里面看那段经文。
And the passage that we just saw in the Bible.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
海也不再有了。
And there was no longer any sea.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷，神从那里从天降临，预备好了。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
圣经很清楚讲到天堂包括一个新地。
And the Bible is very clear that heaven includes a new earth.
而且这个新地没有海。
And this new earth has no sea.
所以当我们到这个新地的时候，我们看不到海。
So when we go to this new earth, there will be no ocean.
并且讲到有一座城预备好给那些神的子民。
And that there was a holy city prepared for God's people.
天堂这个将会以这个新地为中心。
And heaven will be centered around this new earth.
这个新地是有形体的一个地方。
And this new earth has a form.
不然它不叫新地。
Otherwise, it would not be a new earth.
英文圣经把它翻译成是 new earth. 什么是 earth? Earth 是什么意思？
What is earth?
Earth 就是一个有形体的一个地方。
Earth is a place with a form.
什么是新地？是一个有形体的地方，而且是一个没有罪恶的一个地方。
The new earth is a place with form and it's a place without sin.
我们在那里，圣经讲到神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And the Bible talks about as that place that God wipes away every tear.
不再有死亡，不再有悲哀。
That there will be no more death or mourning.
哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事情已经过去了。
Or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
新天新地将会没有罪恶。
And the new heaven and new earth, there will be no sin.
我们也知道那个地方是没有环境的污染。
And we all know that that place will not have environmental pollution.
难怪保罗在那边讲在腓立比书第一章那边讲，他说情愿离开这个世界与基督同在。因为他觉得这个是好的无比。
And no wonder Paul in Philippians says, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
这个地方是一个好的无比的地方，圣经讲。
And this place is better by far.
这个地方不是一个无聊的地方。
This is not a boring place.
而是一个充满喜乐的一个地方。
But it's a place full of joy.
当我们到天堂的时候。
When we go to heaven.
我们会看到圣经里面讲的人，比如说亚伯拉罕、以诺，还有摩西，还有保罗。
We will be meeting biblical characters such as Enoch, Moses, Abraham, Paul.
如果你去的话，我也会看到。
And if you go there, I will see you too.
希望你能够去那个地方。
I hope you're going there.
那么我们就可以见面。
Then we can meet up again.
圣经讲天堂是真的。
The Bible tells us that heaven is real.
那么神让我们在圣经里面看到天堂隐约的瞥见。
And
give us a glimpse of heaven. 就是那种隐约的瞥见。
And so it gives us a glimpse of heaven.
那么这些隐约的瞥见就使到我们能够我们的想象力能够得到启发。
And this glimpse of heaven causes our imagination to be opened up.
然后也就使到我们能够羡慕。向往这个天堂。
And that we will have a heart and desire for heaven.
我上次回去马来西亚的时候。
When I went back to Malaysia.
那么我就有机会到海边去游玩。
I had a chance to go to the ocean to play.
这个地方有一个很好玩的地方叫做海洋公园。
There's a very fun place that's called Park in the Ocean.
这个公园不是在海上。
This park is not above the sea.
这个公园是在海底。
It's underwater.
所以，当我们沉下海底去看的时候
，And when we descend into the water,
我就看到这些五颜六色的鱼。
We saw beautifully bright colored fish.
我看到很多很漂亮的珊瑚。
I saw many beautiful corals.
那时我只是看到一小部分吧。
That time I only saw a little area.
我相信那个海洋里面，海底下有更多更多的很漂亮的东西。
I believe there's even more beautiful things elsewhere in the ocean.
那么同样的，圣经谈到天堂。
Likewise, the Bible talks about heaven.
那么让我们看到天堂隐约的瞥见。
And that gives us a glimpse of heaven.
那么从这些瞥见里面，可以启发我们的想象力。
And from these glimpses, causes us to open up our imagination.
你和我是否向往天堂？
Are you and I walking towards heaven?
那可能我问这个问题，你觉得很奇怪，你们的脸好像很奇怪一样。
There's kind of a question mark on your faces.
因为很多人都认为我还不到时间想这个事情，想这么多干什么？
Many people might think, well, it's not my time yet. Why am I thinking about all these things?
但是问题就是因为很多基督徒对天堂都不认识。
The problem is because many people do not have a good grasp concerning heaven.
但是根据圣经，圣经说天堂是一个真的地方。
But according to the Bible, it says that heaven is a real place.
你是否向往到这个地方？
Are you looking forward to going there?
一个人如果要移民到一个国家的时候，
If a person is going to immigrate to another country,
肯定要知道那个国家的情况是怎么样。
Most likely he wants to know what this other country is like.
他要知道这个新的地方的天气，还有他的经济情况。
Perhaps he wants to know the climate and the economic situation.
比如说就业机会，还有房地产的那些价格，他都想知道。
And perhaps the real estate values over there.
如果有孩子的话。
If they have children.
他一定要知道那个学期好不好。
Then how are the schools?
因为这些东西对他的家人都很重要。
Because all these things are very important to his family.
同样的，身为基督徒，我们是否对天堂有所认识？
Likewise, as Christians, we must have it.Knowledge of heaven,
或者一知半解
or maybe just half understanding.
啊，以为天堂一天到晚就是唱诗歌的地方。
Thinking, well, maybe heaven is just a place where you sing all the time.
啊，如果是这样的话，我也不要去。
If that's the case, I don't want to go.
啊，我不知道每个星期诗班唱歌唱得
多好。I'm not saying that every week the choir is not doing a good job.
但是一天到晚在那边听，我想一定是很闷。
But I think it might be really boring if that's all I did, that was just sit there and listen.
我曾经有个基督徒他讲，每次我想到天堂的时候，
Once there was a Christian who shared that every time I think about heaven,
我就很沮丧。
I'm very dispirited.
而且我灵验时候完全消失掉。
I'd rather just be the end of me.
我不能够忍受那种无聊的生活。
I can't stand such boring life.
在那个云彩飘来飘去，弹那个古老的吉他。
Floating in heaven and playing the harp all day long.
其实这就是一般人对天堂的想象和认识。
This is the average understanding of heaven.
如果你认为是这样的话，
If you believe this is the case.
这种观念将会影响到你的生命。
Such concept will impact your life.
也会影响到你对死亡的看法。
And it will influence how you view death.
有些基督徒离开这个世界的时候很不舍得。
Some Christians, when they're passing away from this life, that they're very reluctant to go.
感觉到非常伤心。
They're very saddened by it.
甚至感觉到很绝望。
And even to the point of hopelessness.
因为留在地上的东西太多了。
Because they love too many things here on earth.
而且爱这个世界爱得太多。
And they love this world so much.
所以当他离开的时候，当有人离开这个世界的时候，就感到非常的伤心，非常的不舍得。
So as they're departing, that they're very reluctant to go.
原因是什么？
What is the reason?
原因就是因为对天堂没有认识。
It's because they have no knowledge and understanding.
但是在圣经里面的一些人物，他们对天堂的看法完全都不一样。
But many people in the Bible, they have very different views concerning heaven.
比如说保罗在腓立比书第一章第二十一节这么说。
Just as Paul in Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 says.
他说因我活着就是基督，活死了就有益处。
For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
然后他在二十三节这么说。
And he continues in verse 23.
我正在两难之处，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。
I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
我们有多少个人能够好像保罗这样讲？
How many of us can say as Paul said?
我们圣经里面也谈到一系列的信心伟人。
The Bible also talks about a whole series of spiritual greats.
比如说在这个希伯来书第十一章讲到很多很多信心的伟人。
And just as in Hebrews chapter 11 talks about many of the spiritual greats.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
And they instead they were longing for a better country.
就是在天上的。
A heavenly one.
所以神被称为他们的神。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
必不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
For he has prepared a city for them.
所以圣经讲到这个天，这个新地是有一座城。
So the Bible talks about the new earth as a city.
保罗跟这些信心伟人都很想到这个地方去。
And Paul, along with the other spiritual greats,had a desire to go to this place.
他们知道天堂是怎么样的一个地方。
They know what heaven is like.
他们知道天堂是一个好的无比的地方。
They know that heaven is a place that's better by far.
他们知道当他们离开这个世界以后，有一天他们的身体将会复活过来。
They know that after they depart from this world, one day their bodies will resurrect.
并且会与神同在。
And that they will be with God.
来到这个新地。
They will come to the new earth.
所以我想，当我们读圣经的时候，读到这个新地的时候，你对这个新地的印象是什么？
So when the Bible talks about new earth, what is your concept of new earth?
你是否想到这个新地，这个新天新地是一个没有形体的一个地方？
Do you think of the new heaven and new earth as a formless place?
还是一个有形体的一个地方？
But or a place with form.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
如果你认为天堂这个新天新地是一个没有形体的一个地方的话，
If you believe that the new heaven and new earth is a place without form,
那么你的生命将会受到影响。
Your life will be impacted.
但是如果你认为这个新地是一个有形体的一个地方的话，
But if you believe that the new earth is a concrete place,
你会在这个世界上活得不一样。
Your life here will be different.
天堂是否是一个真的地方？
Is heaven a real place?
如果是真的话，天堂又是一个怎么样的地方？
And if it's real, what kind of place is this?
我在以后的几个月里面，我会详细的告诉你们天堂是一个怎么样的地方。
In the next few months, I will share with you what kind of place heaven is.
所以不要错过机会。
So please, don't miss the opportunity.
今天我讲到的时候，我看到眉毛一直在卷。
And while I was speaking, I've seen quite a few brows furrowing.
好像觉得很稀奇。
A very surprised one.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
求主打开我们的心门。
Open up our heart.
让我们能够了解这个新天新地到底是怎么样的一个地方。
So that we can understand what kind of place is this new heaven and new earth.
让我们做好准备。
Please help us to be prepared.
让我们衷心的等待去这个地方。
That we may faithfully await to go to this place.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.